To build the Kanzua Dam in the 1960s, Senecas were forced from thousands of acres of land near the Allegheny Forest.
Homes were burnt down so they couldn't return. Bodies were dug up. It was really a pretty horrific time period for the Seneca Nation. It actually has left a lot of scarring on the nation as a whole.
Dave Kimmelberg is head of Seneca Energy and a member of the nation. His uncle was president of the nation in the 1960s when the land was seized. Now, Kimmelberg's leading the charge to win control of Kanzua, which generates up to 450 megawatts of electricity for the Pittsburgh area. He says the Senecas have a legitimate claim to operate the highly profitable facility.
It would be a first step in really righting some serious past wrongs.
One of those wrongs, Kimmelberg says, is when the matter reached the desk of President John Kennedy, who sided against the Senecas.
Frankly, we didn't have any political influence. We were, an incredibly poor nation. We didn't have any economic influence, and frankly, we just got run right over. Actually, Johnny Cash wrote a song about this.
On the Seneca Reservation, there is much sadness now. Washington's treaty has been broken, and there is no hope, no how. Across the Allegheny River, they're throwing up a dam. It will flood the Indian country. A proud day for Uncle Sam. It has broke the...
Currently, the company that holds the 50-year rights to operate the dam is Ohio-based First Energy. That contract expires in November of 2015. Seeing an opportunity, Seneca Energy is throwing its hat into the ring for the new license. But First Energy isn't going down without a fight.
When you look at all the facts, we believe that makes a very strong case as to why we should continue to have the operating license for this facility.
That's Mark Durbin with First Energy. The Fortune 500 company has run the dam since its ribbon cutting in 1965. While exact figures aren't public, the corporation has generated hundreds of millions of dollars running the dam. Operating the facility is complicated, and according to Durbin, First Energy has a near spotless track record in doing it. The rules of relicensing also favor them.
If there are what they call insignificant differences between the competing applications, the existing licensee historically has received that new license. They call this the incumbent preference.
But both companies are leaving little to chance. Through an army of lawyers, they will lobby the Federal Kanzua Dam Relicensing Commission, and the Senecas have just 4 short years to try to build credibility by hiring expertise for their upstart company. Still, the fact remains the Senecas have no experience operating dams or any other large energy project.
We didn't have any experience in running casinos either when we first got into it, but, we run a close to $1 billion-a-year top-line casino business these days.
Seneca Energy President Dave Kimmelberg admits some could see the nation's campaign as a bid for reparations, noting that past injustices shouldn't be the only decider in who will operate one of the biggest dams in the country. But he says it's impossible to ignore the historical context of the issue.
If there's one group that you can count on that's going to stay in this area and that's committed to the area and is committed to economic development, it's the Senecas. We were the first here and we're probably going to be the last out.
To set itself apart from First Energy, Seneca Energy has promised to reinvest profits from the dam into the nation's economic development. Kimmelberg says that's part of a long-term effort to transition the Senecas away from cigarettes and gambling. I'm Daniel Robison for WNED.